First day. Tonight was our first day. We couldn't anticipate emotions we now feel. First kiss. Tonight was our first kiss. And now we know the bliss that only young love can yield. I've got a funny feeling. I've worked hard at concealing, but I can't hide this wonderful thrill. I've kept up a constant chatter, pretending nothing matters, and I beg my heart to please be still. First love, this is our first love, our one and only love, our first love and our last. This wonderful thrill. What a dream. I've kept up a constant chatter, pretending nothing matters, and I beg my heart to please be still. First love, this is our first love, our one and only love, our first love and our last.
Southern Gentleman, Sonny James, 1957, went to number 25 on the pop charts, number 9 on the country western charts. First date, first kiss, first love. You remember that? You remember your first date, your first kiss, your first love? That's what he was singing about, Sonny James. He had 72 country western hits between 1953 and 83, and of those 72, 21 of them went up to number 1. And, you know, and I don't know that he gets the credit, I suppose, in the country western area among the people. But, you know, compared to Conway and George and all the others, 21 number one hits ain't bad. But I don't know if he gets all the credit he deserves. Born in Hackleburg, Alabama, known as born at James Loden, L-O-D-E-N, Sonny James. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And right back to the music, we're going to start off with someone else from Alabama. In fact, Hantsville, Alabama. Candy Staton's going to get us started. And then Roy Head, and then Brooke Benton. So right now we got Candy Staton out of 1970 with a song called Sweet Feeling. We had a love, oh yes we did.
I've been bad to you. Yes, I have. Don't I know it? I've been so bad to you, baby. Don't I know it? Know it. And of lately, oh girl, you can't help but show it. Take a little time to get you around to doing it my way. Yes, it does now. Take a little more time to get around to doing it my way. Yes, it does. And now maybe bit by bit, I mean day by day. One more time. Bit by bit, day by day. Bit by bit, day by day. Bit by bit, by bit, by bit, by bit, by bit, by bit, by day by day. In my own, in my own special way, special way. Yes. Take a little time.
You don't know how much you hurt me. When you broke our precious vow, but I can't stop loving you. I know it's too late to turn back now. Though I said go on, be happy, bless your child, I thought you could guess somehow. My secret heart was saying, man, it's too late to turn back now. Was I a fool from the start, building castles in the skies? Or did I just dream I saw heaven shining in your eyes? If you knew how much I love you, yes I do. Oh, my darling, your heart would bow. know you'd know why I have said it's too late to turn back now.
Too late to turn back now.
Yes, I love you.
The unmistakable voice of Brooke Benton. Boy, when he sang a song, you knew who it was. Too Late to Turn Back Now, 1964, went up to number 43. It charted on both the pop and the R&B charts at that number. And quite a singer he was. The flip side of that also went up to number 47, Another Cup of Coffee. So you may have that 45 and maybe never turned it over. But if you got that one, be sure to turn it over and listen to both sides. Brooke Benton. Roy Head before that, Bit by Bit. Of course, he's known for his big hit, Treat Her Right. And this song here didn't chart. It came out in 72, years after his big hit. But I came across this one, and I like that sound. A little bluesy sound by Roy Head there. 1972 on the TMI label, Bit by Bit. And then Sweet Feeling, Candy Staten, 1970. Went up to number 60 on the pop charts, number 15 on the R&B charts. Okay, Martha and the Vandellas with a little of the girl group sound going to get us started. And then another voice that you're going to definitely recognize, Solomon Burke. And then the Sweet Inspiration. So here we go. Martha and the Vandellas, You've Been in Love Too Long.
Train disappear out of sight. What would you give if you had the power to hold back that long, lonely night? And I keep praying,
baby,
oh baby, wherever you might be, come on home to me. I need you.
Not only now,
the flight I used to take her lips for granted, when all of her kisses tasted the same. But now she's gone, gone. And oh, what I would give just to see her, just to hear her call my name. She can say it so sweet to me, baby. Come on, oh. I'm afraid, yeah, come on. She never wore bright colored dresses, didn't like perfume, diamonds and lace, but I wanted parties and a big time woman. Now all I want, God knows all I need, is to see her face and hear her call my name again and say, baby,
baby, I'm coming home.
Oh, if you only knew, it's been a long time. I need you, baby.
Yeah.
Every Day Will Be Like a Holiday, The Sweet Inspirations. A song that didn't chart. It came out in 1969, written by Booker T. Jones and William Bell. But real good sound by them. And some people put that on Christmas LPs and compilations. But it doesn't really say anything about Christmas, but it talks about being a holiday. The group was mainly made up over the years of Sissy Houston, Estelle Brown, Sylvia Shimwell, and Myrna Smith. It started out as Sissy Houston, Doris Troy, and Sissy's niece, Dee Dee Warwick. And then it went into the other three ladies came in. Of course, they had a great career doing all kind of stuff, backed all kind of people during the years, and wound up touring with Elvis and being with his backup group in his Vegas years. So really big career for them. Of course, Sissy Houston is also the mother of Whitney Houston and also the aunt of not only Dee Dee Warwick, but Dionne Warwick. So that's the Sweet Inspirations, Every Day Will Be Like a Holiday. Solomon Burke before that, Baby Come On Home, 1966, song that went up to number only 96 on the pop charts, but went up to number 90, went up to 31 on the R&B charts. First time I ever heard that song, because I wasn't that familiar with Solomon Burke's version of that, being that it didn't get much airplay probably around here, only going to 96 nationally. But I came across a record by Hoagie Lanz doing that song. And I've played it on one of the shows down through the years here, but a real great version by him also. Baby, Come On Home. Martha and the Vandellas, that girl group sound. You've Been in Love Too Long, 1965. Number 36 on the pop charts, number 25 on the R&B. Okay, we got the Diamonds coming up next. Percy Sledge, and then Dr. Feelgood. So here we go right now. The Diamonds doing a cover of an earlier hit, One Summer Night. Remember the Dan Lears did that one. Well, this is the Diamonds version in 1961. The Diamonds and One Summer Night.
One summer night.
Summer night.
Dr. Feelgood and the Interns. The name of that song is Dr. Feelgood. 1962, made it to the pop charts, number 66. Got a lot of airplay here in Birmingham. I remember that song played a whole lot around here in those days. His real name was Willie Perryman, and known as Piano Red. Now you're thinking, oh, I know him from another thing. Yep, that's Dr. Feelgood, Piano Red, Willie Piano Red Perryman. He had 5 R&B hits between 50 and 51, and a real good pianist, and could really tickle those ivories. Dr. Feelgood. Percy Sledge before that, My Special Prayer, 1969, a song that only made it to 93 nationally on the pop charts, 44 on the R&B, but again, it's one of those songs that I remember Birmingham played a lot around here. Of course, Percy, being from Alabama, I think that might have helped getting some airplay here too, but a real good version of My Special Prayer. And the Diamonds, One Summer Night, 1961, made it to number 22 on the pop charts. Of course, they covered that song from 1958 was the hit the Dan Lears had with it. So 3 years later, they came out with it. And that was also the Diamonds' last pop hit. That's the last time they charted, 1961. Real good career for them over the years, though. Okay, got a set coming up now. Just kind of some fun rockabilly style songs. Got Benny Barnes going to do a song, Jimmy Williams, and then Bob Luman. Probably the only name that might ring a bell to you would be the Bob Luman. He did have some charted stuff, and the other guys didn't, but I think you're going to enjoy it. If you like rockabilly and good fun rockers, here's some good ones. So here we go right now. Benny Barnes going to get us started with You Gotta Pay.
One of these days you're gonna moan and groan, 'cause you couldn't get me on the telephone, and you're gonna holler when I ain't around. You're gonna wish you hadn't turned this old boy down. One of these days you're gonna pay, yeah. Well, I remember how you acted, baby, right from the start. Everything you did was just to break my heart. You're gonna pay, yeah. You're gonna pay, yeah. Well, one of these days I'm gonna say goodbye. One of these days I'll be a hearing you cry. One of these days you want this loving of mine. And one of these days I'll be a gone Valentine. One of these days you're gonna pay.
Shaking my brains, grinding my nerves in your lane. Yeah, yeah, hand me your lane. When I'm needing you near me, yeah, always late. When I call your name, my knees start to quiver. You really make me shiver, your lane. When they're calling your name,
start to quiver. You really made me shiver. You're late. Mm-hmm.
Always late.
Even though I'm waiting,
hon, you're always late.
And I'm beginning to cry.
Yeah, yeah.
My heart's really jumping. You really think you're something. You're late.
Yeah, yeah.
Honey, you're late. Honey, you're late. Honey, you're late.
If you're looking for a lover and you ain't found him yet, I'm the sweetest lover that you ever met. Try me, you'll see how you should have been loved a long time ago. Try me, you'll see that I know something other lovers don't know. If you had some other kisses but you ain't satisfied, baby, I got kisses you ain't never tried. Try me, you'll see how you should have been loved a long time ago. Try me, you'll see that I know something other lovers don't know. It's a real true thing that you can't judge a book by its cover. But no, before it's over, you'll say I'm the world's best lover. Oh yeah, if it's thrills you are after, baby, don't you be ashamed. Why, all the girls will tell you that that's my middle name. And try me, you'll see how you should have been loved a long time ago. Try me, you'll see that I know something other lovers don't know. If you had some other kisses but you ain't satisfied, baby, I got kisses you ain't never tried. Find me, you'll see how you should have been loved a long time. Try me, you'll see that I know something other lovers don't know. It's a real true thing that you can't judge a book by its cover. Oh no, before it's over, you'll say I'm the world's best lover. Oh yeah, well if it's thrills you are after, baby, don't you be ashamed. Why, all the girls will tell you that that's my middle name. And try me, you'll see that I know something other lovers don't know. Try me, you'll see that I know something other lovers don't know. Try me, you see. Try me, you see.
Try me, Bob Lumen. That version, that particular cut didn't chart. It came out in 1958, but over the years he had 39 country western charts from between the years of 60 and 78, and had quite a career. Born in Black Jack, Texas. And, of course, he had the hit Let's Think About Living. And supposedly that song was written because there were so many teen tragedy songs out there, people dying and girlfriends getting killed and boys dying. And he sang a song called Let's Think About Living. But that's Bob Lumen there, Try Me, 1958. Died at age 41, way too young for the good stuff he left us. Jimmy Williams before that, You're Always Late, another uncharted song, 1958. You'll find that one on the Dub label, which is kind of strange. Dub did a lot of R&B and doo-wop stuff, but this was a little rocker there on Dub. And it also came on the Apex label. I'm not sure which one was first. I think Dub, but I'm not sure. And then Benny Barnes before that, You Gotta Pay. Another 1958 song came out on the Starday label. Starday, of course, did a lot of rockers and rockabilly stuff too. And but that's a good one by Benny Barnes. Okay, hope you enjoyed that little fun set there, rocker and rockabilly style songs. Okay, let's keep going. We got Peaches and Herb coming up next, then ZZ Hill, then little Roy Orbison. So let's do Peaches and Herb out of 1969. When He Touches Me, Nothing Else Matters.
He's mean to me, he's so bad to me, he's using me, keeps on abusing me, but when he touches me, the way he touches me, nothing else matters, oh no.
And oh, she cheats on me, makes a fool out of me, spends all my money, and had the nerve to run out on me. But when she touches me, the way she touches me, nothing else matters.
Good God.
Nothing else matters.
Oh, he's using me. I know he's using me. And you know it just tears me up inside. But when he touches me, the way he touches me, everything is all right.
And I should leave her, deceive her, hurt her, just to get back at her.
But when he touches me, with your hands or with your lips, even with your fingertips.
Oh! The way she touches me,
nothing else matters. Come on, touch me, baby.
Oh.
Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters when you're close to me. Nothing else.
A little rubbing will see you through. When you've got a heartache, there ain't nothing you can do. A man can't break a stone, so he tries another lick. Iceman can't cut his ice, so he tries. Electric lights go out, but I kinda like to see you through. When you got a heartache, there ain't nothing you can do. 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 When you meet a friend, you smile because you're glad. When your friend deceives you, it makes you feel so bad. When you lose your loved one, it makes you feel so blue. When you got a heartache, there ain't nothing you can do. There ain't nothing you can do. There ain't nothing you can do. Lord, when you got a heartache, there ain't nothing you can do.
You can do when you got a heart. sunshine. I found you out running wild with someone new. You've been untrue, and everybody knows we're through. But I can't say goodbye to you, no matter what you do. My heart won't let you go, although I know you go with someone new. I think of you, I think of how you kiss, your tenderness. With all of this, I miss the way you say good night. Bittersweet your kisses.
Roy Orbison, a song called Good Night, came out in 1965, went up to number 21. Early on, Roy and a guy named Joe Melson wrote a lot of songs that had big hits. This one here was written by Roy and a guy named Billy Dees, who also helped him write Pretty Woman, It's Over, and Right Away. Lots of good songs that these two guys worked on together also. Good Night's the name of this one. And, of course, Roy was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, well-deserved, in 1987. ZZ Hill before that, 1973, Ain't Nothing You Can Do. Only made it to number 114 on the pop charts and 37 on the R&B charts. Probably didn't hear that one much if you were around, because it didn't get much national airplay on the pop charts anyway. And Peaches and Herb before that, 1969, When He Touches Me, Nothing Else Matters. Went up to number 49 on the pop charts and made it to number 10 on the R&B. Okay, Etta James is going to get us started next, and then we're going to do our double play of the day. And came across a CD. I was playing some songs a while back, and came across a Martina McBride CD, and she did she covered a lot of country hits that had been out. She named the CD that she did Timeless, because these songs are timeless. CD she did in 2005. And I'm going to play a couple by her off that CD, and I think you'll enjoy these cuts that she did. But right now, another one I know you're going to enjoy, Etta James, 1963, Would It Make Any Difference to You?
If you read in the paper that I went away, would it make any difference to you? If I and left town today, would it make any difference to you?
your sweet mind. If I got in, if I got into trouble, if I sent for you, would you come, would you come, or would you stay away? If we never love again like we used to do, would it make, oh, would it make any difference to you?
So I'll just live my life.
McBride. That one was Satin Sheets. You might remember that one, of course, done by Jeannie Pruitt. That was the big hit cover of that song. She wasn't the first to do it. Jeannie wasn't. In fact, Bill Anderson and Jan Howard were the first to do it in 72, and Jeannie came along in, about a year later and had a big hit on the country label, country charts, with Satin Sheets. But this is Martina McBride. And before that, Martina did I Can't Stop Loving You, of course, the great Don Gibson song. Don did it in 1957, had a hit, of course, Ray Charles and many others over the years. There's been probably about 400 covers of that song that's been released over the years. So it's just a timeless, as her album was titled, Timeless, just a timeless cover song that Don Gibson wrote. So anyway, Martina McBride, our double play of the day, I Can't Stop Loving You and Satin Sheets. Hope you enjoyed those two off her 2005 CD, Timeless. And Etta James, Wow, Would It Make Any Difference to You, 1963, went up to number 64 on the pop charts. Okay, it's almost time to go. We're going to squeeze in two more. We got one coming in next by Mickey Murray, and then Oliver and the Twisters. So let's do Mickey Murray right now, a song you might remember that Otis Redding did. This is Shout Bama Lama.
Shout Well, down in Louisiana,
who shall be free?
It's down in Alabama,
who shall be free?
Now, 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 nobody gonna set him down. Lord have mercy on my soul. How many chickens have I stole? One last night and night before. I'm going back and try to get 10 or 11 more. I'm starting getting them in.
Who shall be free?
I love my chicken, baby. His tongue stayed in, scared to say
something. Who shall be free?
Getting scared now.
Who shall be free?
But down in Alabama,
who shall be free?
Now, 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 nobody gonna set him down. The old monkey told a line one day, a bad little fella coming down your way. You talk about your family, it's a crying shame. Your mama's working on the chain gang, she busting bricks now.
Who shall be free?
She's working hard, baby.
Who shall be free?
We're down in Alabama.
Who shall be free?
Now, 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 nobody gonna set him down. The preacher and the deacon was praying one day. Along came a bear coming down the way. A preacher told the deacon to say a prayer. He said, Lord, our prayer won't kill this bear. We got to make it, baby.
Who shall be free?
We got to run for it.
Who shall be free?
We're down in Alabama.
He's a man we all know when he can roll.
He's
shaking and twisting. He goes shaking and twisting. And the mother gets twisting too. Well, Humpty Dumpty, he's out on the wall. He couldn't get off to do the twist. He's out on the road. Shaking and twisting. We go shaking and twisting. And the mother gets twisting too. For Mother Goose, you ought to see her twisting when we're caught hard loose. She rolls, shaking and twisting. She goes shaking and twisting, and her mother goes twisting too. Yeah, Jack be nimble and Jack be quick. Jack's gonna twist around the candle, and we roll, shaking and twisting. Let's rock it! Well, little Miss Muffet, how do you do? Get hit, that spider wants a twist with you when we roll. Shaking and twisting. We go shaking and twisting, and the mother gets twisting too. Well, little old lady that lives in a shoe, bring along your kids, we're gonna twist right through till dawn. Shaking and we gon' shake it and twist it and the mother gets twisted too.
Mother Goose Twist, Oliver and the Twisters, 1961. Not a charted record, but a fun one to listen to. It was a hit in the Baltimore area and Boston, but that was about it. Got a little local play up in that area, I guess, along the East Coast, but that was about it. the leader of this group was Teddy Randazzo. Now, he had some hits of his own on the pop label. I think he had three records that charted. But his claim to fame, to believe it or not, after hearing that song, Mother Goose Twist, Teddy Randazzo was one of the guys that wrote for Little Anthony and Imperials hits like I'm on the Outside Looking In, Going Out of My Head, Hurt So Bad, and Take Me Back. So it's hard to imagine those four songs that he wrote for him, for Little Anthony, and then doing something like Mother Goose Twist. But the guy had a little talent to do everything, I guess. But he was the leader of that group, Oliver and the Twisters. Before that, Mickey Murray, Shout Bama Lama, 1967. Went up to number 54 on the pop charts, number 11 on the R&B. Guy that came out of Memphis. Of course, that song was written by Otis Redding. And Otis, it was one of his early recordings before he had hits started coming in. But that one was in, I think Otis's version was 1961 or 62. And then this was 67. Okay, we're going to have to leave. Got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us today on the BRC Radio Show. We're brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And speaking of Birmingham, Alabama, we got a guy coming in that's going to get us out of here with an instrumental song, Bobby Mizell's from the state of Alabama. And in 1958, he did a song called Atomic Fallout and had some good, it got a little airplay here, nothing major here in Birmingham, but it got some airplay in 1958, and people liked it. And I hope you enjoy it. And Bobby, of course, wound up doing a lot of piano work over the years. Went down to Louisiana, I believe it was, and did some playing down there. And wound up on the West Coast. And he played the piano on one of Ricky Nelson's last recordings Ricky ever did before he died. So, but this is Bobby Mizell and Atomic Fallout from 1958 on the Reed label here in Birmingham. And we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.